Hello and welcome to Palantown the Podcast, or the Weekly NFL Predicting Podcast. This week, predicting week 10 of the 2024 NFL season. We started with a 35-34 victory for the Ravens, stopping a last-second two-point conversion to hold on for the win. Now, starting the Sunday games, I think somewhere in Europe, because it's at 6:30 Pacific on NFL Network, Giants and Panthers, and I mean, this is going to be quite a terrible game, in my opinion, because, like, they're both 2-7, they both suck, they both have nothing going for them this year, and I mean, like, Darius Slayton is out, which might give the Panthers an edge, Ekemba Kwanu is out, Jadeveon Clowney is questionable, though, but he's probably going to play, Jordan Fuller is also questionable. And, let's see. Jamie Robinson is doubtful. Tommy Tremble is questionable. Adam Thielen is out. BJ Wan is questionable. I think the... Despite Daniel Jones, the Giants are still going to win. Like, 13-10. Something terrible. Bills Colts. I think this is pretty darn simple. Even though Keon Coleman is out and Mari Cooper is questionable, Amari Cooper can still play. They still have Khalil Shakir and all those other players. And, of course, Josh Allen. The Colts, I mean, Michael Pittman's out. I think they got Joe Flacco starting right now. So, after Anthony Richardson had a really, really bad completion percentage and just didn't do anything. I mean, he had talent, but they couldn't refine it. So, Joe Flacco's starting. He could win, but no, it's the Bills. The Bills are going to win 24-13. Broncos, Chiefs. I'm not even going to go over injuries for this one. The Chiefs are going to crush the Broncos. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to get 4 total touchdowns, 31-10. Steelers, Commies. Ooh, this is good. This is a good one. With Nick Herbig out, that's a problem. Ben Skowronek is questionable. I remember when he was on the Rams and he dropped a touchdown in the end zone in the NFC Championship game. I had to get a defibrillator because of that guy. I hate him. But his stone hands got themselves off the team. So now he's on the Steelers, apparently. Marshawn Lattimore is out for the Commanders. So I think the Steelers are still going to win this. Or maybe it's the Commanders. Because the Steelers have been doing pretty well, but they haven't faced the best of opponents. The Commanders have been doing pretty well with Jaden Daniels. And it's not like they face great opponents either. But I think actually they've done better against better opponents. So I think they're actually going to win, like, 24-21. And now, Vikings at Jaguars. The Vikings will crush them. The Vikings will absolutely crush them. There's no doubt in my mind. Because, I mean, who are they facing again? The Jaguars suck. They didn't build on their momentum from last year. The Vikings are going to turn their skulls into cups. Into goblets. Anyway, I think this is going to be a pretty easy game for them. 24-13. Patriots versus Bears. I mean, the Bears have kind of fallen off. Patriots never were doing so well. They did beat the Jets. I still think the Bears are going to win 20-17. 49ers at Bucks. Nick Bosa is questionable. And McCaffrey's making his season debut, but he's listed as questionable, but he is probably, I think he's almost definitely playing. So, I mean, this is going to be a great game for the 49ers against the Bucks. But the Bucks haven't been doing, too bad. So, maybe they're going to win. I still think the 49ers are going to win, but like really close, like 27-20, 24, like 28-27. Falcons, Saints. The Falcons are actually doing really good this year under Raheem Morris. They're going to be winning by a pretty good margin, like 28-14. The Titans at Chargers. Titans have been struggling. The Chargers have been doing reasonably well. I think the Chargers are going to beat them 24-21. Cardinals, Jets. I really hope the Jets win, but I think it's still going to be the Cardinals because the Jets really suck. I think the Cardinals are going to do pretty well. Kyler Murray, 3 total touchdowns, 24-9. Eagles, Cowboys. The Cowboys have sucked this year. The Eagles have been doing pretty well. I think the Eagles are going to destroy them 31-13. Lions versus Texans. I think the Taylor Decker's out. I know Mosley is out. Za'Darius Smith is questionable. I was going to say the Lions for sure, but these are some injuries. But Tank Dell and Nico Collins are both questionable. They were limited in practice. Will Anderson is out. Yeah, I think the Lions are going to win a great game, 28-24. And made it to Monday Night Football. Dolphins at Rams. I think the Rams are going to get a win here and cement their second in division status. The Dolphins have been struggling, so I mean, it's going to be Jalen Ramsey's return. Tyreek Hill and Javon Holland and Alec Ingold are questionable. Austin Jackson's out. And Cam Curl is questionable. Never did like him. He liked penalties and wasn't very good. Kevin Dotson questionable, which is a problem. Rob Havenstein's out, which is a question, which is a problem. And Christian Rosenboom is questionable. I don't think the Rams are going to win. The Dolphins have been having a really, really rough year. And yeah, I think the Rams are definitely going to win this. They're on a 3-game win streak. They haven't lost since the bye. And I think they're going to do it pretty well. I think it's going to be 20-14. And there are teams on bye. Browns, Packers, Raiders, and Seahawks are all going to be on bye. And I hope you enjoyed. You'll hear more of me next episode.